Hello and welcome to another episode. This is Jawan review, movie review part 2. And let me see, I just won't beat around the bush and continue directly. So as you have already heard, the part is still the break where suddenly the father comes along and he tells his own story of how he came into contact with the villain and how the villain has been messing around since earlier. And the story is narrated on the basis of a shown, like we are in the background, shown what happened to him and what was happening. And we come up to the situation, what initially happened. And then it is shown the situation with Azad, what happened to Azad, how he was born. And as you are going through all this, you realize that all of this is so convoluted in everything. Like, he messes with the villain gets annoyed, he decides to make matters in his own hands, and he decides that he is going to take care of him, deal with him on a permanent basis. And once the villain has decided that, he drives a convoluted plan to actually ensure that this guy dies. And he is like, no, I won't just kill him, I'll simply take him on top of a plane, shoot him a couple of times, and then throw him off the plane in the outside the Indian territory, so that his body is never found. And Shah Rukh Khan managed to survive that. And I'm of the opinion, like, and really, how much suspension of belief are we supposed to tolerate? But Shah Rukh Khan wants to show that, oh yeah, I can do anything and survive. And his initial mission is also pretty crazy, where he finds out that the villain has supplied them with defective guns. And he goes right ahead and threatens the gun manufacturer right in the face with a gun. And he is like, yo, these guns do not work. You know how I will prove it? By pointing the gun at your face, a loaded gun in your face, and try to shoot you a couple of times. Apart from the fact that, okay, this is a movie and everything, and it was done in real life, there is also a possibility, if the gun is not working, that if it had worked at that time and he would have gotten shot, then although he would have caused a lot of more issues to everybody else, and he was like so sure about the situation that the guns would not work. And let me say, Vijay Ram Sethupathi does a phenomenal job. Like, you don't feel bad, or you don't feel some sort of like deep connection or deep humiliation, like he's humiliating anybody. But his thing is very clear cut, like what he considers priority and what he doesn't. Initially, when you are there with the villain and everything, he goes along, oh, I understand this is a big issue. How I know you people have suffered, your families have suffered. I'll help all your families and everything. I'll ensure that they get the required compensation and everything. But please ensure, but let me tell you, all this has happened, no? It is not my fault, it is not my company's fault, it is not my weapon's fault. It is the human error. These guys probably did not know how to use the guns. So that is why the gun blocking thing situation happened, and that's why they died. Although there are two counters for the situation in normal course of action. Let me say that if you have situation where the gun jams or something like that, all the guns that are used in any part of the military or anywhere in the world, before you actually start using them in live combat, you do go ahead and start trying them out, or probably check a few rounds with them to see if they are actually working or not. And most of the time, if you know how a gun works, you can also disassemble the gun and you can also assemble the gun. And one of the reasons why AK-47 was so popular for so many years was because people could throw it in the water, could throw it in the mud, people could do all sorts of things, and it could survive any sort of rough treatment and still go on to actually function in a live combat situation. Here, this gun gets jammed very easily. and it gets jammed, and you are like, hey, didn't anybody test it? Didn't actually field it before? And it is also shown that one team actually went with the same guns earlier to Shah Rukh Khan's team, and they got slaughtered to the last man, and some of them even got captured. The second team, which came with Shah Rukh's team, they came to know that the first team also got slaughtered, and they also went with the defective guns. And the situation so happens that they don't have any other weapons. They don't have any other guns. The whole situation was resolved by Shah Rukh Khan taking the enemy's guns and then using them to fire and sort of like win the battle and all that. And he loses a few comrades, but he is noticeably pissed on the whole situation. As I went through every single of these situations, I was like, man, they don't have much in the way of imagination. And then the whole situation happens, like, meanwhile we are shown what happens to the mother. Like, mother is there, they threaten to kill her or do worse to her, and then she's also smart, or already a strong woman. She manages to kill two of the people, but instead is indicted for murder of two policemen, and then she is given the phansi ki saza. And then it is shown that a lot of money and all these things were recovered from her house, showing that her husband is actually a gaddar, and all this is happening, and she has been given life sentence and death by hanging. Vijay Ram Sethupathi comes there, the villain comes there, and he's like gloating, and he's like telling, oh yeah, this is how you're going to die, you know, I have ensured, I have done everything on my part, so that you die by hanging, and let me tell you, this is how you are going to die. And he's just gloating pretty much. It's like, your eyes are going to pop out, your tongue is going to fall, and then that is how you are going to die, that is how you are going to look. Pretty sure, pretty gory, right? Well, it happens. You should have just, what can I say, not messed with me. But you messed, your husband messed with me, you also messed with me, and I am now just taking my revenge. No hard feelings, right? Okay, bye, toodles, toodaloo, and then goes away. She's like all fuming and everything, because initially she thought that her husband has come back. Instead, it is the villain who is just going there gloating about how she's gonna die. And then the day arrives where her judgment is going to be pronounced, and then as she's about to be pronounced, we come to know she's almost at the hanging when people come to know that she's pregnant. Oh, she's pregnant. So according to Indian laws, as long as a woman is pregnant, she cannot be executed because she has a child in her. So for the next 5 years, a child is born and raised inside the jail, of an all women's jail and everything, and people are there taking care of her and everything. Let me tell you, this is the most unbelievable shit that I have ever seen. First of all, if it is a women's prison, giving birth in a women's prison itself is pretty much like, okay, that is a very complex situation or very dangerous situation. Apart from that, raising up to 5 years a child in a women's prison is not like something anybody should encourage or somebody should look forward to. First of all, women's prison, like men's prison, not everybody is there for petty crimes, or somebody has been there because they were manipulated by their family or they had done something bad. They are actual murderers and people who seriously messed up people in prisons. Some can actually recover, some can go on to do things, but they are also something who are completely irredeemable. They're gangsters' moms, they're gangsters, women who have done absolutely anything, who have done absolute evil, killed their husbands, killed their children, and then proceeded to kill their neighbors and everybody, or somebody has caused somebody else's suicide, somebody has assisted with murder. All these kinds of people are there, and you are trying to raise a child there. If there's something wrong with your head, then you should just tell it at the very beginning. In that situation, it just takes a minute of inattention. Like, the child goes around, roams around into one of the jail cells of one of the women who can be a killer, can be a predator, or can be something worse. And no more kid. Pretty sure that is also a possibility. But it is shown that during the entire movie, it is shown that, oh, the women's prison isn't like the men's prison, who are like all cutter people and they will automatically kill everybody and they are not to be trusted. Women's prison is this idyllic like vacation, like a retreat, like some yogic vacation retreat away from cell phone, mobiles and all that. And even that isn't followed up to the henna situation. It is shown that these women are doing all sorts of social work and everything. They are building, what do you say, legs and all that for the people who have lost limbs and everything. They are doing all this sort of social work and all that. And all, if this was so easy, it would have been implemented in both men's prison and women's prison. Not that I know of or anything, or even if social work is there, it should be done. But at the same time, the suspension of disbelief is impossible to cope. Like, you assume a lot of things about this. Okay, this is there. And then one of the women who's actually like there, who's going through the whole situation, who's sort of like the jailer assistant, or is one of them, ends up becoming that boy's mother, foster mom, and she raises him up. Dude, first of all, that foster mom is there and she raises him up. And if I'm the villain, right, here comes the part which I did not mention earlier, the villain's point of view. First instance, he comes to know Vikram Rathore. Second instance, he comes to know that this much amount, this person was wrongly imprisoned. This person was wrongly imprisoned because of this situation, and the government blamed it on this person. Where is this person now? This person is in this jail. Okay, isn't this the same jail where the Vikram Rathore's wife was hanged? Yes. Did they have any more relatives? What happened during that time? Was she hanged on this specific date? No, she was hanged 5 years later. Why was she hanged 5 years later? Because she had a kid. Okay, where is the kid? Do we have any recent photos of the kid? Okay, this is the recent photos of the kid. Oh, look, the kid looks just like his father. I'm pretty sure his mother must have told him what happened to his father. And now that the son is trying to take revenge for his father's sake. Okay, this is such a clear, easy way. He would have, and this, I figured out within minutes. And villain being villain, he would have figured it out within seconds. He would have been like, hey, what happened? Wasn't this girl executed? Is there some family member of somebody of them who is trying to take revenge on me? What happened? On the guy's side or the mother's side? The villain, pata karo karke fir pura, he would have come to know, and Azad wouldn't have been alive a day after that, and they wouldn't even need to actually have some facial recognition or anything. He would have simply gone, said, show me the latest picture of the son of this Vikram Rathore. He would have picked it up on computer, looked at his face. Okay, his son also looks like his father right now. And then take the photo to his daughter and say, was the face similar to this person? He says, yes, it is the similar face. Says, oh, it is similar. The father, though, I killed him during the earlier only. So this must be the son who is acting like this. But he looked older. Okay. In both situations, I have to kill the son. And he'll go ahead, shoot the son. If the son is the only person who's acting, he'll shoot him and the matter is closed. If the son is acting with the father, then he'll shoot him. So his father will come to take revenge and then he can shoot the father as well. So both situations is win-win, and he comes to know within minutes or within hours if you want. But since everybody is not using their head, we don't come to know until the very end of the things. Like, what is the situation? And let me tell you, the whole situation becomes apparent like after these two incidents have happened, he goes ahead and does a third kidnapping. And this time he is kidnapping EVM machines. He is like, oh, I'm going to keep all these EVM machines and you need to listen to me, or else I will go ahead and use this situation. But before the EVM situation or EVM kidnapping, people come to know, and then there, the part where I stopped at was that she comes to know, okay, I'm there, I come to know, I'll find out what their secret is. And to find out what their secret is, I need to be beaten up and put in the same cell as them. So she says, okay, punch me. And this guy and her subordinate who's there, yeah, I'll do it very happily, and goes ahead and punches her a couple of times and beats her up. And so she looks like, oh, I've been beaten up so badly and everything because I got married to that Shah Rukh Khan. Oh, boy is me. And her daughter, who is in the other room, she's like, yo, uncle, what is happening with mom? He says, oh, nothing doing. Nothing is wrong with your mom. She's just going for a trip. She told me to take care of you. Don't worry. Everything is under control. When you're all right, I'll come and get you. You can meet your mom then. And then, yeah, do you want an ice cream? She says, yeah, and let her go. I'm pretty sure even this her subordinate who is there, he would have also been one of her papas. By the way, she is acting or reacting and all that. She would have also signed a couple of report cards for her. And then the whole situation happens. She goes into the cell all beaten and beaten up. And it is not even like she's heavily beaten. She is like sponged a couple of times on her face. It looks like blood is flowing. And then she goes. And when this is all happening, he comes, these all these cell girls who are there, or cellmates, they all start exposing his backstory. Like, he's not a bad guy, you know, he's actually very good. This is his situation, this is his background, this is what happened, this is all this. And you come to know, oh man, they didn't even need much of prodding. Like, first of all, if somebody comes into a prison suddenly, everybody thinks that, okay, even if it is a new prison or even if somebody is in their room, they don't start actually exposing all their secrets immediately, even if that person is wearing the same clothes. There's a high possibility that that person is a plant. They don't think that this person is a plant. This is on top of the fact that they know that this inspector was actually married to her boss. To their boss, and she came to know, and she was like, also was caught, and they were trying to get details about the money and all that situation, and torturing both of them at the same time. And his father rescued them, or else they wouldn't have survived. All this is happening, and they go and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, man, should have kept much a little bit. Used your head a little bit more. And then all of them come along, and then we come to know about some secret mission which this main boss is taking care of. He's like, you know, I have a lot of cash that is being transported. I want you guys to help me with it. And this is all cash which I've taken from the international mafia. And I want this cash to actually invest in companies which can do a lot of damage, because it is India. Nobody cares. And then Vijay Sethupathi or Ram Sethupathi does it. And he's like, whoa. And we are going to stall all sorts of these illegal companies in India. I'm like pretty chummy with all these politicians. And we need to buy every single one of them. I have enough cash in these trucks, and we are going to use the land route to transport the cash. Then they are transporting, doing the whole thing with the land route. And when they are traveling with the land route and everything, Shah Rukh Khan goes, he does all death-defying stunts, and they manage to capture the money. And once they have captured the money and stopped it, this guy is also pissed off. He's like, where is my... And again, they have stolen money from him, and he's like simply angry. And then, meanwhile, when he's doing all sorts of this death-defying stunts, his father also comes along, whom they have a tearful reunion. His dad doesn't remember anything. And he's like, yo, I'm like a robot. I don't remember much, recall anything, but I'm going to save you anyway because your face looks like my face and all of my friends are telling me you're my son, so I'm saving your life. And you're doing a good job also at the same time, so I am double saving your life. And as all this is happening, you are listening to this and you're like, man, really, it would have been much better if Azad didn't have a lick of an idea. And the whole thing was his father's plan, which he got entangled in just because he has the same face. That would have been much better. And as this all thing is convoluted plan is going along, you realize that Azad is going ahead with his, what do you say, daring plan. And he takes all the money which is there, which was meant to be distributed and all that. And once it is done, afterwards he goes ahead. But meanwhile, his dad is captured. When his dad is captured, everybody is like, yo, we need to save her. He is like, I need to save my dad. And so he commits a fourth robbery. There he sort of steals all the EVM machines. And he is like, yo, these EVM machines you need. You don't listen to my demands. I'll destroy these EVM machines, then nobody will be able to vote. And then he gives his subtle political affiliation in the movie, like you need to vote for whom you need to vote for. Man, Shah Rukh, you couldn't have made it more obvious about whom your political preferences are. And then he goes ahead, he's like, yo, now let us do this my way. And then he goes along and the father-son duo, the gangs fighting happens, the villain comes, and then he is like, yo, I'm going to shoot your dad in front of you, and then everything is going to be great. Then there's Sanjay Dutt cameo, who's like, yo, I'm going to rescue these people. Then he realizes the entire, and they come to know that he's holed up in the women's prison with all the EVM machines, and if anybody does anything, he's going to kill the women. And then he sends a task force inside to actually breach the situation, but instead the task force is captured themselves. And then once the task force is captured, one of them is sent back and he's completely, and he's left in his underpants, and they're like, we know what you're doing. And then they say, all the women in the prison actually have a lot of semi-automatic machine guns and everything. And it is not like, they are not, what do you say, victims. They are sort of like part of the crime, and they are sort of supporting him. This Azad guy, who has actually turned the entire prison into his fortress, they are all supporting him and everything. And while this is all happening, Shah Rukh decides, okay, I believe in all this, and I'm going to do the right thing. Then people listen to his demands, and once his demands are met, he gets everybody to go into their prison cells and lock themselves inside. And while he is doing the locking themselves inside, all the EVM machines are being transported out. And when they are being transported out, suddenly the villain comes through a secret tunnel. Through a hidden tunnel, and he kills one of his dad's buddies, and they all come inside and start threatening, like, yo, this has happened, this is what happened, I thought I killed your dad, but he's here again right in front of me, and to die again. And then he goes along and tries to shoot him. The gun doesn't work because it is his gun which he made, or which came from his company, so it is like poor quality. So it never works. His other rifle didn't work. His gun also doesn't work. But this triggers a memory, and the older Shah Rukh Khan becomes mad, angry, and he remembers everything. And then both father son duo go ahead and beat the crap out of and kill the villain. And they do it in the same. And they do it by sort of like taking up on the hanging ground and turning him into a hanging tree. And then he dies in the same way he had actually mentioned to the villain, to the how the heroine had died, like super shocked, and everybody is like happy. And then we have a cut scene where all these Shah Rukh Khan, his dad, and all these girls, and even the police officer and her daughter are chilling in some foreign country, listening to some jazz music or something along those lines in some western country, probably Spain or something like that. And then it is shown that Sanjay Dutt, who came for a brief cameo, is actually involved with them, and he's also part of it, and he is like being part of it from the very beginning. I'm like, dude, you already got Sanjay Dutt on your side, who was like not the first option for the hostage negotiation. Couldn't you have gotten the first option, the inspector, also on your side if you have like great power of convincing? And instead, you're trying to marry her and then convince her. Like, what kind of subtle manipulation or gaslight behavior is that? Ultimately, it just goes along because of the songs and everything else. You're like, oh, Shah Rukh Khan is the greatest. He's super. He's awesome. But yeah, like, so many references, so many things to so many. Nayak nahi, khal nayak nahi. Ye kya hai yaar? Kuch maza hi nahi hai. Pura. Ultimately, you just see the movie. You can see the movie once. You'll probably enjoy it. But the thing is, if you close your eyes or blink, you'll probably miss it among the number of songs which are there. And let me tell you, none of the songs have anything worth remembering. I couldn't remember them. I doubt if you watch it, you would remember them as well. Hopefully, a better movie's come out of Shah Rukh Khan's production company, and better movies are made. Well, that is the hope. We don't know how much of it would be real or how much of it would actually materialize. So let us just hoping for good things to happen. And speaking of it, I will end this second part 2 of Jawan movie review. Hope you liked it. If you didn't, there's an option in Spotify for you to tell me what you thought about this episode. You can use that and let me know. That option is always available. Anyway, take care, good night, and see you later. Bye.